/backup.
Going on here, Richard Fadden at the controls.
Something's wrong.
What's wrong?
I'm here talking to you, but on Ustream, you're just now sitting down in your chair.
Amazing how that works, isn't it? It's delayed action.
I'm like, he's not. I looked up, like, that's how I keep track of you, is looking at our Ustream feed at gooddayshow.com.
Uh-huh.
If you like, click on the big triangle there in the middle box, you can see Dudley talking, but there's a little bit of a delay.
Dudley talking.
So he's talking to me, and then, here you come around the corner.
Here I am. I'll be coming around the corner when I come. I'll be coming around the corner when I come. I'll be coming around the corner. I'll be coming around the corner. I'll be coming around the corner. When I come, the secrets of long life.
Yeah, all right.
Later on in this hour,
he is,
on the Good Day program. Right now, a focus on these perverts. I don't know how to. I don't really know. I don't understand how this all works, but I guess I don't understand everybody's mind. There was an arrest yesterday after authorities uncovered this massive online pedophile ring. 70,000 members. 70,000 perverts.
How is there? So
70,000.
So they all share their.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the same site.
Unbelievable, right?
Yeah. They're all over Europe, all over America, Australia. And so a number identified and arrested. Five Americans in that group, teachers, policemen, scout leaders. What is there
scout
about
leaders,
this?
Right?
What the internet has done for pedophilia is a scary thing.
What in the world
scary
is it that makes these people so perverted? The largest pedophile network in the world. People from Pakistan, Mexico, Libya, Japan. It's, I don't get it. I just don't get it. What am I missing here? We all have our little quirks. We all have our little, people refer to them, I guess, as fetishes. Whatever you have that's some unique thing. But, those things most of the time are fun. I don't get what there is about somebody's mind. This is where that brain scan would be good. Get the CERA scan and figure out what it is about somebody's wiring, what there is connectively. It has to be something that starts from earliest life. And when you are first born, that's where these things don't happen at 30 or 40, you don't begin to show interest in these sorts of things. They're there. They're always there.
Well, I don't know. They say that pedophiles, the background is that they were usually abused as children themselves. They have found a direct correlation.
Hmm. So abused in what way? Abused?
Sexually
I was abused,
abused
as a child. Okay,
sexually
I was not
abused.
Sexually abused.
Right.
As a
that's
child.
A big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sexual abuse
okay.
as a child
but even,
is,
okay,
is
but
the
let's
ultimate like not having trust anymore.
Okay.
How can you trust someone as
you
a
can't.
Child?
You can't. But what would make someone, what goes on? At some point it had to start. So at what point does this start? How does it start? Why does it start? When did it start? We have, we've certainly over the years had our discussions about the pedophiles who were priests and then get disgusted with the way it's handled by the Catholic Church. That's only one example. This is, I don't see any religion attached to this. It's just a big group of people, and the people who organized it make lots of money, and they have children that naivete is whatever, if that's the right word, but these slave ships loaded with kids that are captured all around the world, 10-year-old, 12-year-old girls, in some instances boys, and they're brought about. There's trafficking in human beings. It's sort of sex slavery.
There's a lot of that going on.
Oh, absolutely.
But why am I that? I guess I'm that naive, wondering out loud why someone
This stuff doesn't live on the surface. It lives deep down in places you don't go. You don't see. So why? It's not that you're naive. It's just that you don't participate or go to the places where this stuff happens.
I wouldn't want to go. I mean, there's nothing.
I know.
I mean, I don't mind once in a while visiting. Yeah, you know, Brand X.
Brand X? What does that mean?
Brand XX.
Yeah.
But
Living a little vicariously, in other words.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of... I don't know.
It's just plain beyond me.
You don't get the attraction.
No, it's beyond me.
Yeah, right.
I can. I'm attracted to good, rugged farm girls. That's what I'm.
There you go. I'm sure there's a
once in a while. Is there? Okay. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
The green goddess. No, wait a minute. That's Roberta.
That's me. Wait a minute.
The goddess of green.
Now I'm getting scared.
Yeah. Right. You have nothing to worry about with me, Roberta. I've looked up your skirt more than once.
When I was putting up those drapes.
Nice.
All right.
Hey, okay. You ready for your news flash of the morning?
What's the news flash, Richie?
Elizabeth Taylor just died.
No!
79 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I know she was in and out of the hospital.
Yeah. She was out in. She didn't get out. She's been in for about 3 weeks. Wasn't it? It was pneumonia. She'd been down, sliding down. There's a woman who, it's interesting that we had the question that we did, and we didn't get the answer, the cat on the hot tin roof. One of the really great actresses, but as with many of those people that start when they're young, they have a strange life. And her life up and down, marrying the same guy twice and marrying 8 other men.
Right.
I always felt sorry for her.
Kind of.
Are they messed up because
Right. Did she get abused because of what she was doing or was she...
Right.
Was she good at what she did because of...
Speaking of pedophilia and abuse of Elizabeth Taylor, if you go to her wiki page, the photograph that they have of her is from 1947 for an Argentinian magazine. And I don't know what she's got on. You can just see her shoulders with some kind of strap over it. She's all done up with makeup and the hair and everything. But at that point, she was 15 years old.
Yeah, how could you?
And this picture is made to look like she's a sexy woman.
Yep.
In an Argentinian magazine. And you have to think, back in 1947, taking a 15-year-old, what kind of, you know that there was some kind of, maybe not physical, but whatever, abuse of a 15-year-old kid. They were taking her and doing whatever, you know, making her to be a sex symbol. And, you know, you think about that. You take the conversation we were just having, then you take child stars, especially back in the 40s, and what were they going through?
Right. Yeah, it makes you wonder, right?
It does. It does. And then look at the life that she had. Couldn't settle down with one guy for more than, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever it was.
I think... that these people have, there's a tragedy and there's something in that that taps into that reality that makes them good actors. Most of the people, I mean, you find some folks that seem to be pretty healthy and happy. Matt Damon, maybe more the current crop.
Well, Matt Damon wasn't a child star. He was
no, but is that what it is, a child?
Time.
Yeah, but those guys were knocking around when they were teenagers.
I mean, you look at the Brooke Shields, who was a 13-year-old sex symbol.
In those jeans.
I mean, you know, how did she? She's pretty straight.
She's divorced also, I think, isn't she?
She's divorced.
That's not unusual.
She's pretty level-headed, though.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah. No, she's really come through it.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, Elizabeth Taylor passing at the age of 79, addicted over her life. I'm not sure when she stopped smoking, but she was a big, big, big smoker.
Yeah.
And I think
they all were, but
alcohol and...
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think she was ever a drug person, though. The drugs in the conventional sense, tobacco and alcohol are certainly drugs. That's what people got hooked on a lot. And she certainly was loyal to her friends. With Michael Jackson, to the, if you'll pardon the pun, the dying end, the bitter end.
That's the line I'm reading right now. In 2005, Taylor was a vocal supporter of her friend Michael Jackson in this trial.
Yeah. Very loyal to her friends, and lots of people seem to love her, whatever kind of excesses. I saw something, she had an estate worth about $900 million, and some of her ex-husbands that are still alive will be crawling around, because there's no children. I don't think she had ever had a child, did she? Is there ever a child from her, any of her weddings?
Ooh.
I don't think she has a child.
Look, spouse, no.
I don't think she has any children.
Nope.
Oh, all right, so who gets the $900 million?
Wow.
Who do you think is going to be lining up for that?
That's interesting to see what's in her will.
Yeah.
Who is the current husband, spouse?
She's not married.
She is not?
Nope. And this is the other thing. She had a couple of different causes, including there's an animal cause. She lived in Bel Air, I think. As a matter of fact, I think she lived near where Nancy Reagan lives. I think they're neighbors or something. But there's an animal charity. I'll bet you she'll leave $100 million or something.
The animal
like
charity,
that.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
that
yeah.
animal charity
the AIDS charity that she always worked
and
for.
And she was very big on AIDS, yes, very big on working on that. So a sad note, passing of Elizabeth Taylor. 17 and change after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale starts tomorrow. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Spring is finally here. So hurry into the PetSmart Everything Spring Sale. You'll save up to 25% on over 1,000 items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. All varieties of Arm & Hammer cat litter in 31-pound bonus boxes are $9.99. And save 20% on all waste pickup bags, dispensers, and scoops. Right now, only at PetSmart. We love to see healthy, happy pets. While supplies last, sale ends March 27th.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day? Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
21 after the hour, coming up, a discussion of bullying as well as how to live forever on Good Day.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at chachingwisdom.com. That's chachingwisdom.com. Chachingwisdom.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Insurance.
I bought a pair of light green linen pants.
Light green? You're wearing light green, pants?
Linen
light
pants?
Light green.
What are you
linen
like, playing
ball.
Golf or
linen
something?
Pants?
What's the shirt?
The shirt has light rose. And
rose? Light rose?
You're wearing
rose
pants with a rose shirt.
God. What is it, the Easter parade or something?
Green pants with a pink shirt. Can you imagine?
Hey, what's going on you though?
Hey, what about this car from me?
You got a bowl of soup with that?
Hey.
Who dressed you? And why do they hate you so much?
Having fun with Doug Stephan's Good Day.
You must think I'm foolish. Maybe it's untrue. You must think I'm crazy. All I want is you.
This is one of my favorite Cars songs.
Love
I'm
it.
A big Cars fan.
Love it.
Rick Ocasek's birthday is today. His real name is Richard Ott Kasich. Took the T out because it sounded Ott. You know what I mean, Richie?
That is Ott.
That is Ott. So Rick is the guitarist with the Cars. My Best Friend's Girl is a great tune.
Yep.
Just What I Needed, a good tune. Let's Go, You Might Think, is what we're airing now. Magic is a great Drive. My God, what a great song that is.
Yep, absolutely.
Tonight She Comes, another really good one. He lives down on Route 9 in Chestnut Hill. Big old white house on the, there's a little bit of a reservoir there, and he lives, everybody knows, that's about an 18 home man. Everybody wants to see his wife. They don't really care about him.
Yeah, Petroskova, Periskova, whatever.
His wife. A lot of athletes born on this date, Richie. Including Jim Lemon, who's a great baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Roger Bannister, who's the British track star, broke the four-minute mile, is a doctor as well. Rocky Godfrey, who's a Boston Bruin and Detroit Red Wings player. Ted Green, an NHL player for the Bruins as well.
Wow.
Lee May, Cincinnati Reds star, played for a lot of other baseball teams, the Orioles included, in the late 70s. George Scott, Red Sox all-star player in the 70s and 80s. Vic Washington with the Houston Oilers, Buffalo Bills, San Francisco 49ers. So, and Ron Jaworski's birthday is today.
Wow.
With the Eagles Super Bowl.
With ESPN, yeah.
Yeah. And we have a picture, by the way, of some of the pictures from my trip to the Arnold, including Eddie George from Philadelphia. We had a nice chat.
The new guy.
Yeah,
from Philadelphia, not from the Eagles.
Yeah. Okay, next up, musically, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Real name is Yvette Marie Stevens.
Oh, We can't do this. We can't do
that.
We
got to do the other one.
No, yeah, we have to do this.
Chaka Khan.
That's the one.
Yeah. Rufus? Is that Rufus?
Yeah.
Chaka Khan is something good. There it is, boys and girls. Chaka Khan 58. Today, happy birthday also to Moses Malone, Basketball Hall of Famer. Played for the Buffalo Braves, Houston Rockets. Record for the most offensive rebounds. Good for him. Richard Grieco. Booker. Grieco. How do I pronounce it?
Grieco. It's Grieco.
He's got funny eyes, right? Doesn't he have funny eyes?
He's not funny. He's got, like, really dark blue eyes.
That's the one I'm thinking of. Dark, deep-set eyes.
Pearson.
He was Booker on 21 Jump Street, 46 today.
Did some movies and stuff after that.
Yeah. I haven't seen him around. Damon Albarn from Gorilla Z. Is that Gorilla Z or Gorillas?
Gorillas. I don't know what that is.
Nothing about this. I don't know anything about this.
I remember this. Okay.
You know this?
Yeah.
English lad, apparently.
Yeah.
Kerry Russell, who is Felicity in the show Felicity.
One of the... She's the one who cut her hair off and pretty much killed her career for about a decade.
Really?
She had these long, beautiful, blonde, flowing flocks, curly flocks. Yeah. And she cut it off and went... I mean, her hair was 2-3 inches short, and it just ended the show.
Amanda Plummer, born this date, 1957, award-winning actress, Agnes of God, The Fisher King, Joe versus the Volcano. You'd recognize her if you saw her. Christopher Plummer's daughter, in fact. 28 after on Good Day.
Aging in place often means making design changes.
My name is Janine Clark. I'm a certified interior designer and a certified aging in place specialist.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. A one-story, two-bedroom condo is made accessible.
We demolished the wall between the dining room and the kitchen area to provide a more open and accessible space. In the kitchen, we put in a touch control faucet. We did a pull-down shelf in the corner cabinet for those who would have difficulty reaching into the corner.
36-inch doorways accommodate walkers and wheelchairs.
The master bathroom is braced from floor to ceiling with a plywood backing. The benefit of this is that you can add grab bars in the future without having to locate studs or go through any expense of adding additional bracing.
This remodeled condo won the Livable Communities Award. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
2:30. Working on a webinar, Richie.
Yeah, what's the webinar about?
The webinar is about living long and prospering.
Ah, okay.
The secrets to long life.
As given by Dr. Spock.
Yes, well, no, he's not around anymore.
No, not Dr. Spock, just Spock.
Yeah, right, exactly. I put my fingers, can I do that? Look at that.
Ooh. I was just showing that to Sean last night.
Yeah, do the V, or whatever that is, the signal. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasinelli and Rich McFadden. This is the family hour. The Good Day Conversations are about things going on with families or connected to families. Things, some may be secrets, some may be things that you've talked about or thought about before, trying to put some kind of advanced treatment onto some of the things that just become part of the conversation. By the way, the passing of Roberta Fasinelli. Where is that?
Elizabeth Taylor.
Passing of... I'm looking
Thanks,
at Roberta.
Doug.
She's still got a couple more years.
I'm not dead yet.
No, I'm just looking at the info. We were talking about Elizabeth Taylor's children. I said she didn't have any because you never hear anything about them.
But my friend Mickey sent me an email saying, what are you guys talking about?
Right. She had...
lots of kids.
With there was Michael Wilding, who was one of her... Michael Todd was her real love, apparently. The real love of her life, of Elizabeth Taylor's life, was Michael Todd. Has a daughter with her, born in 1957. Has a daughter with Richard Burton, born in 1964. Has two children with Michael. Was it Michael Wilding? Wasn't that his name? Michael Wilding? That was her first husband, I think, wasn't it? One in 53 and one in 55. So she has... She actually was a grandmother at the age of 39. A little early, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, but you don't know much about her children, so I shouldn't have suggested she didn't have any, because she did. But there's going to be a lot of tributes. At least it'll get our mind off of Libya and Japan for a while.
And Charlie Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen. Charlie's gone. I think Charlie's gone. Charlie's off. he's off the beaten path, Gonzo, and good riddance, enough is enough for that stuff. One way or the other, it was kind of silly stuff. One person we didn't acknowledge as having passed, Frank Neuhauser. Frank Neuhauser died yesterday at the age of 97. He was the first ever spelling bee championship when he was a kid. Frank Neuhauser.
That's funny.
Yeah, spelling bee champion. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we visit often on here, the status of Facebook stuff. We were talking earlier today about Facebook and the stories at DougStephan.com, keeping some 20,000 youngsters under the age of 13 at any one given time off of Facebook, because there are the rules on Facebook are you have to be over 13, and they catch.
Well, that's smart.
Yeah, it is smart. But one of the things that happens to children who are on, even the 13, 14, 15-year-olds are subject to the bullying. There is hardly a month that goes by where I don't hear some story about some stupid parent who's bullying some child that she doesn't really even know. I mean, you see these things, and I guess I can understand what we were talking about earlier, Roberta, with regard to pedophilia. I don't understand how people can get into that. I don't understand how people can bully. How would you get into this mindset? Why would you think it was important, an adult 35-year-old woman bullying a 14-year-old girl? Why? But using but that
too. These are people who have never grown up. These are people with unresolved psychological issues.
Okay.
It's obvious. I mean, this is not normal behavior. You know, normal as far as, you know, what's accepted in society is mature behavior.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It is. It's incredible that this is the way it works. For those of us who live a sort of normal life in a rather normal way, we don't get how many people are bullied, how many students are bullied. Here's the story from The View where the ladies react to a student, the story of a bullied student who defended himself when bullied, and then the school suspended both students, the one that was bullying and the one that was bullied. Here's that story.
Both kids have been suspended now.
Fine. Shame on you, because I thought, what more would a school need to see that the boy was defending himself? It looked like he knew what his size was. He didn't want to do anything. The kid kept pushing him.
Right.
He was They weren't fighting. He defended himself. That was my son.
You'd have to be Mahatma Gandhi to just sort of stand there and let somebody poke you in the chest. Right.
So I got to tell you, I think the school is sending a message.
Well, we've had these conversations before. The bullied student that defends him or herself ought to be left alone.
Oh, yeah. Let
and
me tell
how
you
it is that they both get suspended in this circumstance is beyond anybody's rational mind.
But I would take it. You know what? If they want to suspend me, I'd do it again. If I come back to school next week and he starts poking me in the chest again, pop him in the face and let him suspend me again.
Let me tell you a story. When I was probably in the third or fourth grade, I didn't go to the third grade, I skipped, probably the fourth grade, there was a girl who would stand behind me on line in the schoolyard when we lined up to go into class. This was a New York City public school, and she would poke me from behind. She'd poke my back, she'd poke my shoulders, and she would just constantly poke me. And I would turn around and I would say, "Would you stop?" And of course, because I was the one who turned around and spoke when we were supposed to be standing quietly, I'm the one who always got into trouble. So she would do it all the time because she loved to see me getting into trouble, and all the kids would snicker. I was pretty bullied as a kid in school.
Me too.
So I told my mother, you know, about it. God bless her. And she said, well, and she was speaking kind of rhetorically. She says, well, next time that girl does it, just turn around and punch her in the nose. Well, I did. And I broke the girl's nose. And I was suspended from school for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Wow, 3 weeks.
Yep. Yep.
And then what happened?
Well, I went back to school, but I was kind of
marked. Did she ever bother you again?
No, she never bothered me again.
Right.
But, you know, my parents had to go to school, and, you know, being a child, I don't know what went down, you know, but I'm sure the other girl's parents were involved, too. But after that, I noticed I was kind of like marked, like kind of like a pariah in the school, you know.
But nobody would touch you. You weren't friends.
You know, but nobody would touch. Even the teachers. I saw a definite attitude in the teachers' attitude.
Yeah, they're all scared to death of you.
No, they considered me a troublemaker.
There's Rocky Marciano over there.
And, you know, it was put down in my records that I was a troublemaker and a disturbed child.
Well, you are, all of those.
And, you know, it all just came from, you know, being an outcast, basically, to begin with.
No, it didn't come from that. It just became, well, outcast is the negative side. You were different.
Well, I was different. That's what it was.
Different.
I was
different. That was
I was
it.
Very
I went through
different.
The same thing.
Very different.
Kids used to make fun of me because I was on the farm. I had cows.
Mm-hmm.
I had a different sort of interest in life. I had always something going on. Even when I was a child, it was always, Richie teases me now because I'm always into, I'm always at it. There's something going on all the time. By the way, I didn't tell you this. One of the things that came out of the Sarah scan, did I say this on the air? I think I did, but I'm not sure.
You have not. Oh, not
of,
that I
did, well, I didn't say it to you. One of the things came out of the Sarah scan evaluation of my brain, one of three or four different things, was that I have ADHD.
Really?
Duh.
Well,
what
a shock.
W-A-D-D radio.
Yeah. One of the things we were laughing about this, I said it to a few of the people on the farm because they know that I had the scan and the ADHD, which Ken says there's, and so does the doctor who evaluated it, said there's something that I can take for it. So it'll be interesting. I'm not going to tell you when I go on the medication. I'm just going to do it, and then we're going to see.
Please, give me a break.
No. What was the name
I've
of that
been telling
scan?
You for 14 years you've been
oh,
ADHD.
Yeah, Mr.
And you're
Smart
just like, guy. You're just like, oh, it's all just part of the thing. We move fast. We keep things moving.
Well, we do.
Well, I think it's an interesting show because of it.
Yeah. And then, Doug, what was the name of that scan? I think our listeners would want to know what the name is.
Sarah scan. C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N. I've talked about it a great deal.
S-C-A-N. Okay.
Right. Yep.
And what is it? It's a, like an MRI of your brain? Explain what it is.
Well, the MRI is a different thing. The Sarah scan, actually, you take a radioactive isotope or fluid into your system, and then you go into, there are two different, there's the before and the after, if you will. You take a 25-minute session, and it images your brain with all the stuff in it. And then they give you a test to see, you know, how your mind works, what you realize or recognize, and what you remember, and all of those sorts of things. And so from that, among other things, came the fact that I had ADHD.
S-E-R-E-S-C-A-N?
You say C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N.
Okay. You say this like you're shocked, or it's like, oh,
well, it isn't that
I've been inflicted with this horrible disease.
I don't think I've been inflicted.
No.
There are other things I'm inflicted with. That's
I have pregnant pause. ADHD.
No, I didn't say it like that.
You've had it forever. You do fine with it. You'll do fine without it.
Right.
It's not like this thing you just got yesterday. Right. It's you've had it forever. And look where you've come. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Here we are, another...
It's high-definition brain imaging.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of high-definition, we've been we started talking about this week, a way for you to make your eyes look years younger. If the area around your eyes looks old and dull or tired, Lumitone is the new instant fix. This is an age-fighting cream. Helps your eyes look beautiful, your eyes look bright, your eyes look brand new. So if you have dark circles and you have puffiness, you have bags, you have fine lines, instantly get rid of them with a little dab of Lumitone. Put it under your eyes for this this Lumitone reduction. Dark circles, right down. 43% reduction in the appearance of puffiness in only 6 weeks. It works. Try it free. Yes, you heard me say this correctly. We ought to put this on the Queen of Sheep, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Free at 800-894-3302. That's 800-894-3302. You pay only a small shipping and handling fee. Here is the way for you to get rid of those dark circles. I mean, obviously getting 8-plus hours of sleep a night would help you a lot as well. Those of us who don't get that, you got this to work on. Self-adjusts to match any skin tone. Man, this is perfect, and it's free. The first bottle is free. 800-894-3302.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, Call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
All right, the secret to long life. And there are books on this. There have been treatises on this. The latest comes from a book called The Longevity Project. If you'd like me to summarize this in a paragraph, worrying is good for you. Optimism is overrated. Women are better off after they get divorced. Men are not. Basically, those are the findings. Howard Friedman writes this book, The Longevity Project, based on his eight-decade study on the secrets to longer life. He and his fellow researchers mined data that had been collected by lots of psychiatrists over the years, hundreds of boys and girls from their youth in California to when they died. And so this study on longevity basically comes down to relationships. Work, good for you. Work is extraordinarily good. People worrying about things. Good God, I'm be the healthiest guy on the block.
Why?
Because I have a lot of stuff on my mind I'm trying to straighten out. I don't know if worrying. I kind of am getting better at passing it off. Interesting. Immigrants live longer than native-born Americans.
Huh.
Immigrants do not smoke. Americans.
Maybe because they also eat healthier.
Could be.
That's not true. Immigrants.
No, right? Sure, because they eat. They smoke. Eat in their,
if
their
you want to walk,
country.
Live longer, walk quickly. Honeybees are an interesting. The honeybees that live longer are the ones that flap their wings better. So it's interesting, but bottom line stuff is work, worry, and be well. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
And to find a store near you.
Dividing our attention between the situation in Libya and the latest on the Japanese nuclear crisis. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Let's begin with the Fukushima nuclear plant complex in Japan, a complex crippled by the March 11th earthquake and tsunami, raising fears of a massive meltdown. This is Graham Andrew of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
There continue to be some improvements at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, but the overall situation remains very serious.
The improvements Andrew referred to involve the restoration of power to all six units at the plant, which is an important step towards stabilizing the reactors. But, as Andrew stated, the situation is still serious.
High levels of contamination have been measured in the locality of the plant. The highest concern remains the spent fuel in the storage ponds of each reactor unit.
We're told lighting is back on in one control center, and engineers hope it will help them restart the cooling and monitoring systems. Nuclear officials are testing for radiation in seawater amid fears that Japan's seafood supply might be contaminated, and some food shipments around the plant have been halted. The confirmed death toll from the earthquake and tsunami is now over 9,000, with nearly 13,000 people still missing. Meanwhile, the latest on what's happening in Libya, U.S. Navy Admiral Samuel Locklear says the regime of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi is not yet complying with a no-fly zone. He said Gaddafi shows no signs of ending his campaign against Libyan rebels. A Canadian fighter jet aborted its attack on an airfield in Libya over concerns about possible civilian casualties. A Canadian general told reporters the air crew determined the risk of collateral damage was too high once they were over the target area. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Through the western mountains, spring is continuing to bring more and more snow. Wyoming Jackson Hole's picked up snow all week long in Colorado, like at Breckenridge. They ride the powder at 155 trails thanks to a recent 4 inches of new snow yesterday. Vail rides over 5,200 acres. The fresh snow piles high with a recent 8 inches of new snow. They have 193 runs open at Vail. While at Steamboat, 165 runs with some softening snow. In the last 5 days, they've picked up 2 feet of snow at Steamboat. In Utah, fresh snow keeps falling as well. Park City at 113 trails with a half a foot of fresh snow. Snowbird moving on to 85 runs. They've picked up a recent 10 inches of fresh snow. Alton out 114 trails, and as you can imagine, full operation with 10 inches of fresh snow. Many eastern mountains picked up a little bit of new snow at the beginning of the week and more expected for the midweek. Waterville Valley, New Hampshire with about 4 dozen runs. Okemo in Vermont on 5 mountain areas and over 40 miles of skiing. Killington rides some soft to packed powder, 133 trails. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
A slight retreat on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow slipping 18 points, closing at 12,019. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Crude oil up $1.67 a barrel to $104. What's new with the NFL lockout? Not much. The NFL annual meetings concluded in New Orleans yesterday with the commissioner, Roger Goodell, saying he hopes there will be a season in 2011. Owners locked out the players when the league's collective bargaining agreement expired back on March 11th. The commissioner said he doesn't agree with the players' move to try litigation to solve the league's labor dispute.
I've said that litigation isn't going to solve this problem. It's clearly going to be solved through negotiations. The faster we can get back to mediation, the faster we'll get an agreement and the fairer it'll be.
Oh, yes, the owners did make one move yesterday at the conclusion of their meetings. Kickoffs in the NFL will now take place from the 35-yard line rather than the 30. Nice to know something's getting done. If you can't name the current vice president of the United States or you have no idea what happened on July 4th, 1776, congratulations, you're in good company. Newsweek asked 1,000 of us to take the citizenship test, and it turns out many citizens only have a sketchy idea of what it means to be an American. 38% flunked a test of the most basic questions of American history. By the way, July 4th, 1776, that was the day fireworks were invented, right? Closing notes. First, a lottery update for you. The multi-state lottery known as Mega Millions played in 41 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Jackpot for last night's drawing, a cool $244 million. Did anybody match all the numbers? No. Friday night's jackpot now at $304 million. You hit that jackpot and there's no need to go to the office. And this is your average busy office with a good chance that some of the people in here are sick but came to work anyway. Survey from CareerBuilder.com found that 72% of Americans go to work despite feeling ill. How can you tell if somebody takes a sick day but isn't really sick? Well, here's how you can tell.
Yeah, hi. Can you tell the boss I have a terrible cold?
Yes, the sicker they sound on the phone, the more likely it is they're healthy and just want the day off. Not that I've ever done that. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Buying your first home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today, and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.